Still standing and standing tall. Montgomery House in Seaforth could be compared to a cat with nine lives, as no matter what has been thrown at it or detonated inside it, it has so far managed not to give up the fight. The 15-storey tower block is one of two buildings that were due to be demolished simultaneously on Sunday morning. But while Churchill House finally fell on the second attempt, Montgomery House still towers over the area 5 days later. Sean Ingram, contract manager for J. Bryan Victoria, says he doesn't know how it's still standing and they've had to call upon extra machine power, known as the Glasgow Pulverizer, to bring it down.
At this minute in time, we haven't really been able to get in and do some full investigations. Obviously, the explosives have all detonated within the building, so it's not actually structurally safe enough to go in and try and investigate what's currently holding the building up. So we've brought the tallest machine in Europe in to assist in systematically dismantling the building from the top down.
So it doesn't look like Montgomery will fall to the ground anytime soon, but each day it stays standing is another day residents remain out of their homes. But how much longer is this likely to go on for?
We understand that the residents have been out now for quite some time and we're trying to get them back in as quickly as possible, but our number one priority at the minute is safety. It's safety of the operatives who are going to be carrying out the work and the safety of the surrounding properties.
The residents have said they've heard it'll be 3 days. Do you think that's a realistic target?
I'm not really sure on timescales. As I say, not really speed. We're trying to concentrate on doing this as safely as possible and causing no more damage to any further property.
But there's a potential it could be longer than Tuesday before they're back?
I wouldn't like to say at this minute in time.
While we may all like a little breakaway in a hotel once in a while, when it becomes your home for a period of time, the shine soon wears off. Residents living nearby Montgomery House have been temporarily housed in different hotels in the area. I stopped by the Park Hotel, where some of the residents are staying, and asked James Bond, who lives on Sandy Road, how much of a disruption this has been to his family.
A big disruption. I mean, we're stuck here now. One of my daughters, she's gone to Portland for the weekend because the hotel's fully booked. Other people are going to Portland, some are going to the Ramada in Southport. I'm going to stay with my daughters and then I'm back here on Sunday night. Luckily enough, there's a girl who's ready to have a baby. She's able to stay here. I mean, you go to your own house, you slob out, you go on the kitchen, have coffee and then blah, blah, blah. Here it's like, you haven't got the land, but you go to your room and it's not the same.
And while the contractors have put every effort in place to ensure the tower is taken down safely, James says damage has already been caused to part of his property.
On Monday, when part of the building collapsed, it took up the top end of my garden. My neighbour's garden and neighbour at the back of me, hers has gone as well. Foundation structural, we don't know. Someone said, oh, well, it'll be like it checked out for you by our surveyors. And I don't trust their surveyors because I don't trust anything that Brian tells me. They didn't have a backup plan, A, B or C. Their plan was, bring that down, that's it. Some people have been out of their house since 9 o'clock Sunday morning. We're not going to get until at least Tuesday or Wednesday next week. And we are able to live a certain normality. It's just waiting game and hoping and seeing.
So now time will tell and who will win the war, Montgomery Tower or the Glasgow Pulverizer. The next round starts tomorrow.